It is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering dedicated and comprehensive election coverage at nwavote.com and a political, business, and entertainment blog online at nwasource.com.
In a few minutes on Ozarks, Ramadan Explained. Antoinette will talk with Hamid Nassim from the University of Arkansas about the beginning later this week of the observation of Ramadan. And Roby Brock talks with Arkansas Surgeon General and the CEO of QualChoice, one of the state's largest health insurance companies, about what to expect now that the Affordable Health Care Act has been upheld by the United States Supreme Court.
First, Governor Mike Beebe says he continues to look into the benefits and fiscal feasibility of Arkansas opting into the expansion of Medicaid coverage that is part of the Affordable Care Act. Yesterday, the governor was a guest on the public radio program Here and Now, saying he has contacted members of the president's administration to gather more information on what the state should do.
I've made contact with some folks in the Department of Health and Human Services. I have also talked to fellow governors about talking to the president directly. I have not tried to contact the president directly, but some of my fellow governors are doing that, and we're sharing that information.
The governor says though Arkansas has the lowest Medicaid coverage of adults in the country, the state will face up to $400 million in a shortfall in Medicaid funding before covering additional Arkansans.
I want to make sure that the people who can make the decisions on the state level have some degree of flexibility to be able to decide how much we're going to be able to do and how much we're going to be able to afford based upon the fiscal exigencies that exist at that time. We're all paying those federal tax dollars, and if we're paying the federal tax dollars and I can help Arkansans, I'd just soon help Arkansans as help people from New York or California.
The governor says even if the state only has to pay 10% of the Medicaid expansion, there is a possibility the state wouldn't be able to cover its share.
Modus Studio, a Fayetteville architecture firm, was recently featured in the online journal Arc Daily for its design of a new airport terminal in Carroll County. The county-owned airport is 3 miles west of Berryville off of State Highway 62. It services domestic business and pleasure pilots who come to the Ozarks to vacation. The terminal design is also a finalist in the American Institute of Architects State's Division Competition. Lead architect Chris Barabeau said to reflect the spirit of the airport terminal, he and his team designed the complex based on a World War II fighter plane.
The Carroll County Airport Commission basically more or less stated, you know, we have a lot of World War II artifacts that we plan on putting into this new terminal building, and they really wanted to, you know, to kind of showcase these pieces or these artifacts that they're collecting and people were donating, and kind of not only to have a terminal but also have a museum of sorts. So we kind of took that a step further and thought, well, you know, the building doesn't have to just be a metal building or look like a house that's a terminal building that houses World War II artifacts in it. Why can't the building itself also function as an artifact or as a machine that has to do with flight and, you know, calls upon some of the forms and shapes that you find in the world of flying?
The $335,000 project replaced the old terminal built in 1970. Visitors are welcome to explore the new 2,400-foot square facility, where they can also enjoy a bird's-eye view of incoming and outgoing aircraft traffic along the 4,000-foot-long runway, seated in an observational deck nicknamed Vulture's Row.
I guess it's a reference to kind of the dais that you'd stand on and overlook the flight deck, like on an aircraft carrier, for instance. So I think a big part of what they fund for pilots that, you know, in some ways this is sort of a lodge or a club for local pilots and people coming in. And one of their favorite things to do is sort of hang out in the space and on top of that hill. And they're kind of right near where people typically approach for landing.
A dedication ceremony will be held for the new Carroll County Airport Terminal this fall.
According to state forestry officials, 59 of the state's 75 counties still have burn bans in effect. Sheila Dowdy with the Arkansas Forestry Commission says despite some recent rains in parts of the state, much of the Arkansas fire danger remains high.
We're still facing the drought, and this is just a drop in the bucket, so to speak. We're going to be having continuing drought on throughout the summer based on what the national weather forecast is. The forest Forestry Commission, due to the rain, is lowering the wildfire danger risk from extreme into high.
She says the state only experienced 4 wildfires over the weekend that consumed about 80 acres. She says the fire season developed early this year and drought-like conditions remain in most of the state.
Sean Schimmel is the new head coach for the University of Arkansas swimming and diving teams. The hire was announced yesterday by the university's athletic director, Jeff Long. Sean Schimmel spent the last 4 years as the head swimming coach at the University of Maryland. He's also been an assistant at LSU and Harvard. The July woes continue for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Last night, the Nats lost the Arkansas Travelers in Springdale 11-6. The Naturals have now lost 13 of 15 games played this month. The two teams will play again tonight at Arvest Ballpark.
A few clouds, but no mention of rain in tonight's forecast. Lows tonight are expected to be from the upper 60s to mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunny conditions with highs around 100, and Thursday highs could reach 101 degrees. The National Weather Service says the next chance of rain is Friday, when the entire region has a 20% chance of thunderstorms.